There's a second part of the story. The final survival report was planned when more data was in on the patients, et cetera, et cetera. And that was what we presented at ASCO last. And we still showed the same overall results in terms of progression-free survival and overall survival. But we had much more data thanks to some very good work on the part of the surgical chair of the study, Valerie Ruch. And we looked very carefully at the postoperative deaths and indeed found, just as we had in the pilot, that of the postoperative deaths, the majority of them occurred in patients who had had a pneumonectomy. And these were predominantly ARDS, just as others have reported and we had reported. So, you know, the trial was just not able to show that overall survival advantages because of these postoperative deaths. So what we did was our statistician performed an exploratory analysis matching the patients who had a pneumonectomy to a similar group in the non-surgical arm. On age, you know, the various factors, sex, and the same thing was done with the lobectomy patients. So there was a really dramatic split favoring the lobectomy group over chemo RT alone, whereas the curve was flipped. The pneumonectomy patients survived worse than a matched group that did not have surgery. So that was exploratory, but answers your question, what do I do in practice? So these were patients, again, that were the types of patients that the standard of care would be chemo and radiation. So these are not the very minimal N2 patients where you could still undergo surgery, in other words, an unsuspected mediastinoscopy positive patient, not that kind of patient. So if I get a patient who has mediastinal disease that fits the criteria for the study, and who can have surgery by means of a lobectomy and is fit, good performance status, good pulmonary function, all of the above, the study gets discussed. And I think that hearing others speak of the trial in discussion, the discussant at ASCO, for example, and others where there have been point-counterpoint debates, it seems as though the gestalt is that this is something that probably is never going to get tested again because we're not going to be able to do another trial like this. And therefore, it's worthwhile to present the surgical option to those patients who fit that particular.
What about the laterality? Do you take that into consideration in terms of right versus left side?
Well, there were problems with left pneumonectomies too, although there were more dominant problems with right pneumonectomies. But I would say from the most recent analysis that Dr. Ruch performed, it's either pneumonectomy. The other thing that she was able to show in her update of the surgical analysis that she showed at the World Lung Meeting is that the vast majority of those patients who had the pneumonectomies had either T0, N0 disease or very minimal T1, N0 disease at time of surgery. Thus, too much surgery was being done for the amount of residual tumor. And she's actually going to come up with some recommendations for thoracic surgeons in terms of intraoperative staging and what criteria to use. Too many pneumonectomies were done that didn't need to be done. The patients could have had less of an operation.